Yo, what up? I just want to shout out my boy Uncle Rico, the Uncle Night Night, and Uncle Facts from the Drunk Unks podcast. Y'all tune in, man. Just stop what you're doing and tune in, man. You know, tune in. All the Uncle stuff. Your boy Kevin's like, yo, check it out, all right? So enjoy the content from Uncle Rico. And you know, I wouldn't steer you wrong.
Look, get your ass the fuck up. You're now tuned with the Drunk Unks. So go and grab your cup, relax, and fill it up. Sit back and drink it up, cause my unks gon' turn it up. I'm with Uncle Night Night, Uncle Rico, and Uncle Facts. I be the lit nef, King Quaddy, I'm kicking fat. They put y'all on game, and Quaddy's spitting the real podcast. With Master Pill, we just lit like that. I see you grooving, I see you moving. So have a seat and grab a drink and get into it. And if you ain't rocking with the unks, one thing I gotta say, y'all only get half a bar.
Count your fucking days. That was two. That came back to back.
I smoke every time I'm over here.
Yeah, sure do.
But I'm trying to.
Hey, man, being part of the progressive thinker.
Look, I started shaking. As soon as you said we were like, touch my arm.
I'm trying to calm down. That'll be all right.
Oh, 20 minutes in, you'll be okay.
You falling on solid?
So.
Yeah.
Falling on solid.
No.
Y'all, you
want
to jump on that?
Happy birthday, Lonnie, from Maurice.
Word, cuz.
But you invited him to your little bar.
Facts.
Dang.
Uncle Facts.
That took a hard left early.
Do I need to? Yeah, I guess I can.
What the pine?
What? Last week we hit once?
I'm still waiting on the birthday shots. Got my voice.
All the Facebook viewers.
Oh shit.
Money sign, Uncle Facts. Money sign. Uncle Fat.
Get that bread.
Somebody got about me a couple shots tonight.
If you sound check, want to see what's working.
What the fuck are you talking about?
He's still talking to press
off. Random?
Random
talk. I didn't share the thing yet. Let me get you through that for a second.
That's what they say.
Trick Dolph said, happy G Day, big bro.
Word, Tricky Trick.
Tricky vibe going.
You going to ones and twos tonight? Let me know where you at.
I think you're tomorrow.
Might pull up.
So, finally.
Go, Smurf.
It'd be hard for me to see the timer now.
Yo, I'm about to start saying that Smurf is a sports update. He don't discriminate about the teams and nothing, boy. He give you every update. Don't care what team it is, he give it to you live. Word is bold. Shout out, Smurf. He be on.
He probably broke the motherfucking news about the fucking news trade and book draft.
Broke everything.
I know he did what?
I know he did that because
and keep them flowers coming, Smurf, on your timeline. You know what I mean? Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yo,
right, that just was.
I needed the time.
Yeah, okay. 4.2.
All right. Welcome to Friday night with your drunk golf. What we call it? Pre-game. It's definitely a pre-game night.
Yes, it is.
You know.
What was yesterday?
Don't worry about that.
I don't even remember yesterday.
We left yesterday at midnight.
Up to now.
Damn.
Oh, no. You're right where you are.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. Well, everybody's getting acquainted. You got the big homie Boop Jones in the building. Don't let that chill shit fool you. He'll be active in about 15 minutes.
Come on, Wood.
Come on.
Wood, we live, bro. Wood, that's kind of the call. Yeah.
Oh, because you know he probably had a name.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in the building. Good old Cam.
You? And he got his voice back.
No longer Uncle Raspy.
You?
Don't show off. Hey, you don't even know why you lost it to begin with.
I work too goddamn much. That's why.
Okay.
Listen, people who typically lose their voice spend a lot of time yelling.
Okay.
You're a grumpy old man.
Yes, I am.
He ain't grandpa.
He ain't yelling at the grandkids. He yelling at everybody else. Don't nobody yell at the grandkids.
Right. Told you stop the fucking show, man.
That's
you know what, Jimmy's, I got you, motherfucker.
Yeah, it was definitely me.
2 weeks notice, yo,
Eric,
6 months ago.
Eric's my new own story. He got free on somebody. Yeah. Yo, we were talking, chit chatting. Hold on, cuz.
What? Man, I told you what to do.
Shit, it's dead life.
Retail life.
And first time on the show. Boop is first time on Drunk Unks, but he's been with our affiliate shows. And he's just an all-around natural, entertaining personality, so it doesn't matter what he's doing.
My boy can pop up anywhere.
Pop up, start pop luck. You never know.
Yo, let me say this. Y'all doing a great job. The drunk uncle's doing a great job, baby, getting shouts out. And I think I see pretty soon that y'all be on syndicated radio or y'all be signing a contract with somebody for it. You know what I mean? Kind of like the $1 million worth of game.
And I'm trying to
keep
up the
good shit.
Waiting on Henny to cut that check. It's taking too long.
Yeah, with that being said, we need to show y'all later. So y'all cut the check.
Corona too,
No Corona.
Nope.
No Red Bull.
We gotta get the editing in here. You just blur out everything.
No Walmart either.
You said no Walmart.
Turn that door sideways. Deer Park, you ain't
getting
no
child
either.
Nobody.
We on our bullshit today.
We have the lovely Miss Andre in the building with us.
We have Dr. Dre.
And then it's just us, you know, the usual suspects. You know, like Uncle Night Night, Uncle Rico, and the oldest man in the room. Uncle Facts. Oh.
My boy Jones here today.
Jones, old man.
Who's the home?
We put me out there. I'm 20 with 20 years experience.
Y'all should take this as a compliment. We're insulting him and complimenting y'all. See, that's the problem. You get old, you just want to correct people for everything. That's the problem with you young motherfuckers. You don't know shit. But, for y'all that don't know, it is Uncle Fax's birthday.
Yeah, it is.
We don't really celebrate birthdays around here, but we do acknowledge acknowledge them properly.
We got to, because that's how we know how old we are, right?
Totally. Right. So
bring that wisdom.
50 years on this earth.
Damn. Oh,
how
I mean, to be honest with you, I feel like yesterday.
Okay.
I feel like yesterday. Shout out to my boy Left Lane for like bringing reality to the world.
I believe.
Yeah, Junk on, baby. Junk on, like,
you get your shout out. You get your shout out. Yeah. But definitely, good. Yeah. It's good. It's good. You know, like this time last year, you know, COVID had just dropped the napalm bomb on the world, so you couldn't really do nothing.
All the areas was locked up
all year. Next year.
Yeah,
twice.
But bro, we couldn't celebrate last year. Everything was closed. Yeah. All bars, everything was closed.
Yeah.
We was in the crib. We still got our party on.
I mean, that's what y'all was worried about when everything was going on? Bars?
Well, first of all, it's a pandemic. So I know it's a pandemic. So I was mad that they want to shut Eric down. They should have did that shit gentlemanize season.
First of all, if that's in June, that would have been a long
time. So why? They should have waited for June.
They could have just started the first of the year. In January, it'd be good.
And then open back up by March, right?
Yeah, that's what we was hoping for.
Yeah.
But yeah, they skipped us last year. I feel bad now. I mean, I got make up for it.
I'm just saying.
So I got a party 2 years
Aries.
Together in 1 year?
Yeah.
Aries. Yeah. Like, I mean, Aries. Yeah. Like,
my grandson's birthday today, too.
Oh, happy birthday, sir. Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Snowman.
Turn six.
Proud of you, man. Thanks. Celebrating a birthday with a very special guy, me.
Oh, man. that's just your problem. Right? He told me earlier. He was like, yeah, man, looked on my social media. So I realized so many people had the same birthday as me. I was like, you ain't worried about that.
Nobody worried about you.
Yo, but that's what's up, though. It's our year, our time.
That's right. I'm the 19th. I love gifts. Let them know. Send it to them. They'll get it to me. Thanks.
Yo, Cash App. Money sign, Uncle Facts.
Money sign, Uncle Facts, man.
Somebody got to buy me a couple drinks tonight. Somebody got to buy me a couple drinks tonight.
Come on, hey, Walls, what's going on, bro? You said a happy birthday, man.
Or a salute.
Or you
yeah, I just left Walls. You know what I mean?
Or you can just cash out a couple dollars and get over.
Yeah. Money sign, Uncle Facts.
Yeah, because I'm going to be out and about tonight.
Stand me.
Pull up on me. Don't be scared to come up to me. Buy me a shot. Keep moving. Buy me two. I might need three. Four, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to stop. So you keep buying and drinking, like.
We had
I'm just saying, man.
You can't even
hide. That'll be my mark, then. My mark will be 11. We'll be at the one. So we're still at 11.
Stemmy. Oh, shots up. Okay. Yeah.
Since your birthday, I guess we always raise the cup.
Sorry, cup.
I'm trying to hang. It's my birthday, too.
There's a red cup right there. Get you right.
Y'all know I'm going straight home. It'll be 10 o'clock, so come on.
Are you going to help me with the hot guy?
That's a big ass.
I'm hospitable
ass,
though.
Like,
come on,
you
drink
your Twitty. You can do that to a dude.
Dude.
You can do that to a lady.
Half
gallon. Come on, Twitty. It ain't like it was a pipe. It was like, yeah, you should be no problem. Take care of this. Half gallon. But she had carpal tunnel or some shit, man. So inconsiderate.
I'm sorry about that.
Ladies first.
Yeah,
guys.
Little team
been in the cup.
Little team just
blast. Y'all know Boop Dunk don't drink, man. I'm the W.
Sorry, bro.
Take it.
Salute.
Happy birthday, yes. Brother. That being said, I took my shot. You know, mind me, I jumped the gun. Y'all was taking too long. That being said, man, one thing we do, we have a rant, what we like to call public service announcements here, right? That means you as an individual can speak on something that has bothered you this week or something that you've been waiting to get off your chest. Mm. Because you guys are the guests, I will extend it to you guys first. And, you know, this is kind of like the free flowing part.
Whatever you want to mad about, you want to talk about,
if you
want to
talk
it out.
If you want to talk about that SOB who cut you off. And you want to talk about these potholes or whatever.
You can talk about anything you want.
Anything you want.
Rant.
You got the floor.
Well, we call it public service. No, not public service.
Oh, okay. Ladies first.
Ladies who's first. Who's wrecking me?
I don't know shit.
A whole lot is, but I'm going to start with women. Because I've been hollering women.
Mm. Mm. I've been
gate.
Recognize that a whole lot of our men problems come from us. A lot of our children problems come from us. Truly find yourselves. I keep telling you, you don't have to run around and hump and talk and reach out. Sit by yourself for a while. And this here is the season. The start of the new year, really. In Aries season.
Say it again. Hallelujah. Start a new year.
Start a new year.
Check this is the home. New year.
And I'm not saying that. I'm not saying anything to y'all that I don't say to myself, that I don't follow myself. Find your truth. Find it. We can't change anything until you put it down. Because at the end of the day, I don't care how strong our men are, we're the foundations. Let's get it together.
Salute. Dude, we deserve another shot. Another toast on that.
It wasn't towards you. I'm talking to the women.
Yeah, I like it though. I like it. It's all you said. It's all you said right now. That need to be said. That need to be said.
It's the truth.
I'm sorry. Hit buttons and stuff. Oh, I'm like, boy, she touched my spirit with that. I felt that. Woo, Lord. Anyway. Boop, you got something for
him? Just a little something, you know. Boop Jones in the belly, chilling with the drunk unks.
That's how you start the show.
And yo, I just want to let the youth know, you can do anything you want in life. You just got to take your time. You got to remember that everything that you see, whether it be people on the corner selling drugs or whether it be somebody else just trying to sell you an illusion, that's for a short period of time, and there's consequences that come with that. So remember, believe in yourself, educate yourself,
right.
Take your time. Baby, you can do it, take your time, do it, you can do it, baby.
Right.
Do it tonight. Take your time, guys, and grow up right. Give yourself a chance. You know what I mean? We've been a target for too long, but you know what? We also gotta be intelligent, because half of that come from us. From not paying attention and from when the limelight early. So I give a shout out to the drunk unks and to the youth.
Right.
We in here together, baby.
To all.
Love you. The drunk unks love you. And that's what it's about if y'all watching.
Andrea loves you.
Well, I don't even know what to rant about after that. Like,
they,
damn. Like,
they came with screw.
Yeah, I'm
they
like, whoa. Like, whoa.
My stuff a little bit more. Yeah,
I want to talk about Chick-fil-A.
My stuff a little more
I don't know how to start mine now, yo. Like,
well, good. Let me get into mine real quick. Give you a little spot. You a couple more.
Word, like.
I just want to say to the Salem County Road Department, can y'all start doing y'all job? Potholes is crazy. Woo. I got rims on my car. I got nice tires. They cost a couple dollars every time I gotta replace them. Coming to the show last week, hit a pothole, boom. I was like, as soon as we pulled in here.
Yeah.
I was like,
you know they can fix it, they'll fix it though.
Look, I told
over. That's how it is.
I was like, yo, I think I can make it back from Lonnie's and Circle K. I gotta slow stroke it, but I'm gonna go. I get the Circle K. Go in the store, got to get changed. Now they're looking at you crazy. I said, bro, can't get changed for a dollar so I could use your air machine out there.
Change for a dollar?
Yeah. And then you're looking at me like, oh, well, I'm not buying no gum, bro. Give me four quarters for this dollar.
Because
I'm
pump.
Using the air machine.
Your pump.
I'm using the air pump. Man, put that thing on there. No go. I'm tired, man. Now I'm riding around these streets scared. I'm more scared of potholes than the police.
Damn.
Facts.
I'm more scared of potholes.
Craters around this motherfucker.
Yo.
You must have got real out there.
They popping up, baby. They popping
out
up.
Go on the street if you want to.
So it's more the side streets, more mainly.
They everywhere, right? But the side, at least the main streets, they'll try to touch them every 2 years.
Okay.
The side streets, they go for 15.
They play patty cake with them. Pat the tar on there. That's what they do.
That's the one in your hand.
By all means, please, Salem County Road Department, elected officials, I'm not even asking for nothing great. Just fix the goddamn street. That's all I want you to do. That's all I need. Just make sure it's a nice, smooth ride.
Yeah.
He seems upset about this.
We suing if our shit get fucked.
This is Corny's point, right?
Yeah, this Corny's point right here, but we talk about Pittsburgh.
This is no.
Sam that's Moore.
What happened in Corny's point.
bro, you coming at me?
You trying to rep them real quick. That last bump was a Corny point.
It is a difference between Corny's point and Pittsburgh. We all
Well, we know right now that Salem Chamber of Commerce is getting a grant in that they're fighting for to help Corny's Point. So look into it. There's some money coming. They're not even helping Salem. Nothing was in there for Salem.
Oh.
They got grants coming in for juvenile detention programs and everything. I don't know of any of them in Salem.
Oh.
So, you know.
Fix the road.
Fix the roads.
I'm just something simple. A simple fix. Get rid of the eyesore.
If y'all need help, niggas say you need help. I help y'all. I will help.
I gotta charge accordingly. Cause I already know it's a heavy job. I got a lot of spots to fill.
Right, I'll be there. Word. On time.
Yo, my PSA is real short and sweet, yo.
Okay.
Yo. Don't invite me to your function. If nobody drinks.
Ooh. Is that disrespectful on a level?
It is. It's like a slap in the face. Because it's like, all
right. You just don't want to, you know, like if you walking into a nice thing, right, and everybody's chilling and you walking in with your bottle, always gotta have
drunk.
A drink.
I'm the drunk only fuck that.
Everybody wants to take pictures of snaps and shit.
Look at it.
He's
That's disrespectful, sweetie.
Like, flat out, yo.
You should have called me, bro. I would have pulled up.
Yeah, for some word. Like that, you gotta phone a friend.
Word, phone a friend.
You don't drink, don't invite me.
Period.
And we ain't talking about water or juice.
Bro. Word. You don't consume spirits, don't invite me.
What's the time, dude?
We had almost 21.
All right, let me know when you get there.
We talked about Chick-fil-A a lot of times on this show. We said they had the greatest customer service ever in the history of customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A did, right?
Chick-fil-A.
But today, right? I went to the Chick-fil-A inside the mall, right? We all got masks on, right?
Damn.
So all we see is eyes, right?
Oh.
These eyes is rolling like a motherfucker.
What?
Wait a minute. This is Chick-fil-A. Ooh. What you doing blinking at me like this? Ooh. You rolling your eyes at me? I wish I could have seen your face because y'all usually smile.
Huh.
But now they took a smile from us. So now they blinking at us now like crazy.
You might have been blinking for help. I said maybe the blink was for help. Nigga, help.
That was the smile. Listen, bro.
You know Chick-fil-A got the best customer service. They come in, hey, how you doing? You need this? You need extra sauces and everything? You don't got to ask them. You never got to ask for extra sauce.
Extra sauce.
You never got to ask
them. You just want to know what kind you
want. That's all. What kind you want?
What
we got
kind
it.
You want?
I got you.
And it's never too many that you order either.
Yo, they chase me down and give me a
but money. Listen.
They give you sauces for every order.
Bro, they got cracking me, Sam. Something was up with these workers, though, bro. They was like zombies in that bitch. This is not the same Chick-fil-A that I'm used to.
It was in the mall.
Exactly. Who did the application for these people that was working inside the store? Oh, shit, damn.
It was blank filet.
Every 10 minutes.
Blank filet.
That's what we do. You don't have to do
it. You don't got to do it now.
All we have to do is do one with us and you
that's
good.
It.
The rest, you are at your leisure.
But, yo, that's because you got a mask on, motherfucker. You still can make faces and shit. Your eyebrows and shit, that's a face expression. Bro, this boom. Cut your eyebrows off and see how many faces you can make. I'm just saying.
That's funny as hell, though. See, all wrinkles here.
It's skin moving.
Bro, you upset?
Nah, but I was disappointed, though, man. I was disappointed, yo.
But was the food still good?
Food always good. Food always good. We get 30 piece nuggets.
Hey,
30 piece nuggets.
But you still can't tell me nobody that you know that works for Chick-fil-A.
I don't know nobody that worked for Chick-fil-A. If anybody that's on Facebook right now watching live, do you know anybody that worked for Chick-fil-A?
Well, they're not from around here. They're Mormons. They all from a compound, I'm telling you.
Oh, that's where Chick-fil-A too? Which one you went to?
The one in Bowman.
Oh, shit.
Oh, how was that? Yeah, I was Spanish there or white?
Spanish
filet.
How did
that
happen?
That's the most racist.
Oh yeah, sorry about
I told
yo,
you.
Yo, shout out to Baby Puerto Rico.
I told you give my little 15 minutes.
Shout out to Bobby and Jersey.
All right, I'm called. What's my math?
Yo, let me ask you something.
We understand that one.
Let me ask y'all something for a minute. Have y'all ever seen a changed person get gas?
Let me think.
Have y'all ever seen a changed person get gas?
I've never seen an Asian at the gas station. I can't think of the time I've seen an Asian person at the gas station. What the fuck is going on? I've never seen a Chinese motherfucker get gas. And I'm not around all day. I ain't seen them gas up yet. That's because they got the electric car. They driving Priuses, man. They car was fully charged. So the last 20 years, we've been driving electric cars.
He's riding a bike when he started this. Yeah, 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 yeah. But it's a while to get into a car. That bitch was basket. Hey, boo. That might be the question of the year, yo. That might be the question of the motherfucking year. I ain't seen it yet. I'm asking y'all because we on a big show and you can ask the world. Jay said never. I ain't never seen a Chinese motherfucker get it. Bro, I'm thinking hard now. Like, I'm thinking legally and illegally driving. I have never pulled into a gas station.
Oh my god, was shaking? Oh, look at the screen. How the screen look? It was Rob. Oh, said take boot drink away right now.
Yo, that's gonna be one of mine now. Now I'm looking like crazy when I pull up. I'm looking like this now. What do you got? You still not gonna see it, bro. What you gonna Google it? See if there's even photos of it.
Yo, that's crazy though. So what, they got their own pump station or something? I don't get it.
Mike got their own pump station. Why are they crib? Or have their cans ready like we all should in case something happens, an emergency. You feel me? Honestly, don't invite, bro.
Them bitches got Godzilla gas.
Shut up. They got Godzilla. He's so elegant. Friday, you already know. Shut up.
Hey, Z, what's good, bro? Bobby Brown, what's good, baby? Well, I mean, I need you to bang. Anyway, get us up. That's what he calls John Evans, Bobby Brown. He was in every talent show and he was Bobby Brown in that moment. And he put it down too. He said he put it down. And he did his line. I know it's the weed. I ain't worried about it. Did he do his line? The only thing he did was that. Bobby, you know what? I did his line. I'm gonna let your money game. It was your money. Your money was advanced on the side. You don't want to smoke no more of that. Still shaking. I'm gonna smoke. Oh, you got that candy, boy. Don't just, I'm gonna fuck around. I'm gonna smoke grass.
Told you about coming down here with this weird name shit, man. It ain't weird name.
Here we go.
Said, hold up. I love Luke Jones to death. How are you going to send a message to the kids they hit a blunt 10 minutes later?
First of all, it's legal. It's legal. We fought hard for these things.
It's better than drinking, taking pills, or anything else.
And I want to see your damn video real soon, too, of you dancing, Mom.
Yeah, I want to come on to your show, too, brother, because you're talking about some real stuff.
Oh, you got a show?
We keep talking. Yeah, just started Monday, I think. John Evans, but you know, all of us, we will crash. All of us is talking about the truth, my boy. You know, you crazy than a motherfucker. And actually learning the history, learning our history. Oh, no, 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 sorry, go ahead. No, double barrel house, we gotta make sure Dre's okay over here. Oh, I am, brother. You know, it was kind of like a threat a little bit. Nothing changed. I'm still Andre. I'm good. What's good, dude? Nah, he was scared.
He wasn't worried about you. He was worried about his own self at that point. he was concerned for his own health. but yeah.
I thought we gonna piggyback off the topic that we didn't get.
He didn't say his. What's your problem?
Oh no, I'm not.
He didn't say his problem. But I'm here, but I'm not here.
First of all, he can do a whole show at Rams because he's angry a lot.
Oh, y'all said that.
Like, I wish I could make it up.
I'm not angry all the time.
He's grumpy all the time.
There you go.
Let's go ahead.
Definitely not angry about half the time. But he's grumpy all the time.
Grumpy.
Grumpy
Don't be old man.
Somebody gonna get it tonight. Somebody gonna get it.
But it's crazy. Going back to year round, right? And we can start with this really. I don't really think everybody understands the toll and the price it takes to be a black man in society.
Ooh, oh, he's coming back. Oh, shit.
You understand what I'm saying? That's so much that you, and God forbid you're a different kind of black man. If you're a gay black man, or you're a black man who goes opposite the path of Muslim, for example, or something like, you know, if you're just regular standard black, there's so much against you.
Right.
And then once you affiliate yourself with certain things, it's like the road gets harder, the hill gets steeper.
Tell them.
And then we're on your backs too.
I mean,
the cops on your back. Now John will open up the fucking floodgates. God damn it. There we go. But our majority, I ain't gonna say all, majority of the black women don't understand that the war is going on out there.
Right.
And that the safe haven is supposed to be the house.
The home, baby.
The home's supposed to be our safe haven, meaning that we made it home.
Damn right.
Now we like supposed to feel safe.
Well, I want to say this. First off, women, I'm saying this to y'all because I had to learn. And it's something that I'm only fresh to maybe 6 months to 12 months. That's why I'm telling you to look at yourselves, just like he just said. They made it home. And we say stuff to them like, we hope you don't come home and you know, just dumb stuff.
Right.
But see, when you start looking into the history and you start researching your ancestors and everything else, you see that the true struggle wasn't back in the day. It's also today, modern day slavery.
Right.
We're still sitting it. They got to worry about going out in the road and the cop taking them out. Okay, it's not, we haven't heard about it right here, but it's everywhere else. So what's stopping it from coming here?
Right.
We talk about the foods that we eat and why we're unhealthy. I'm 44 years old and I'm ill. And I notice when I work out and I eat right and I drink water, I'm good. And have the doctors thinking I'm still on medicine and I'm not. And they tell me my blood work is good. Mm. I know. And I haven't even been taking your medicine.
This clears up.
We have to realize that our food, that our family, meaning our men, our children, our home, like everything's got to be on A1. And again, I'm learning because I'm good for pushing a man away and I'm good for saying I'm good by myself. I can pay my own bills. I don't need a man for nothing. Got my car, got my house and everything else. My mom paid my bills. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? But like real talk. Yep. And it's because I'm learning. I'm telling y'all now, like, love your man if you love him. But if you know he's a waste of time, get rid of him and find that right dude for you. And eat right and work out together and pray together and really build your family together.
I think one thing also to add to that is, whereas men will naturally try to lean on their female partner, goddamn stupid. Men will naturally try to lean, they will naturally try to lean on their partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
But part of that is, for that to be successful, the man and the woman have to actually understand one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the vibrations, that weight that we talk about.
Yeah. So like, and I think that's essential. And you know, one of those things that, like, your man, your black man knows what society has in store for him. He's never really prepared for the things at home, though. You know, whether it be with his significant other or with his children. And the reason those things get so complicated is because we just naturally don't know how to articulate our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Like we can act it out very good. So if I'm upset, I can show you very clearly that I'm upset.
Right.
But if I'm feeling vulnerable, I don't know how to show you I'm feeling vulnerable.
So what you do is turn around and show that anger anyway. Show that you're upset anyway. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know how to show that sensitive side, that side that you really want to say, look, this is how I'm really feeling.
Yeah, because we always talked about men was never taught how to show their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
We was taught to hide our feelings.
Mm-hmm. Suck it up.
You know what I mean? It set us back a little bit. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you got to be old enough to understand that, yo, you got to find yourself. You could not go love somebody else if you're not loving yourself first.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How can you love somebody? How can you truly love somebody else? Because the energy might connect. If I connect with you, you connect with me, that's going to be there, right? Right. But how can I really truly express it if I don't really know myself?
Right.
Well, first off, when that energy first connects, it's about the exploration, the exploring. Because that energy might be good for that one night, but it might not be good for having babies together and building a family. So you got to make sure that energy is good for the rip. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And then, like, I'm not a professional. I'm just talking.
No, I respect people like us that went through the waters, that went through the trenches and everything. Right. We don't need no paperwork to tell us who we went through.
Experience.
And that's what all of us fail. We always think that we need that piece of paper that signifies that we know what we're talking about.
And that, you know what I'm saying? That was my second point. You know, we tend to think that.
I got you. We call it self-university, right? That's what we call it, self-university. You got to find yourself through the universe.
That's right.
That means you got to go through troubles and trials and tribulations.
That's my point.
Okay,
there we sorry go. To cut you off.
No, it's
not even about age.
Right. Okay.
It's about what you go through, your
experience.
In my journey, what I learned in these past 2 years that the only thing I haven't touched, and since I separated from my husband, like I've been through hell and back, and I swear it was my karma, not only for doing him wrong, but also mixing with the white man.
With the white man.
I'm sorry to say it, but I feel like it's the truth. You know, we have to realize that.
I'm about to walk. Okay, listen, I got you. Don't worry about it. Listen, don't worry about it. Y'all, listen.
No, experience.
You all right?
I had to go. This last thing I went through when I stopped dealing with the guy I was dealing with, the last thing I truly had to deal with was my feelings.
Right.
Being soft. I'm the type of woman I always felt like I had to carry that exterior, that heaviness.
Right.
I can take care of myself. I don't need no man. I don't need anything else. And if it comes down to it, I got enough family.
Okay.
But I'm not, you know, as far as being in a relationship and also carrying the weight of a man.
That's it.
I never really truly felt like I had to relax.
Right.
And women need to feel that too. You know, but the bottom line is I had to deal with that part of myself. We can be an adult on this level and that as far as being a man. What take care of your kids, handle your responsibilities. But love, you can really lack.
Right.
Finances, you can really lack. Yes. You gotta make sure you grow on each level. And love was mine.
Boom, shakalaka.
And when I say that shit smack me in my face, it smack me in my face. But I didn't look at it like that. Because I know this shit here, I should have been walked away from.
Mm.
So now I gotta look at it. What was I supposed to learn from this?
That's it.
You understand? We don't end relationships. Well, first off, they end most of the time because, again, we did not
communicate, right?
It's not that he was a bad person, I'm a bad person, but us together not knowing how to handle our feelings, emotions, the heartaches, everything else, we clash.
There you go.
And I don't want to sound like a preacher, but I've been doing a whole lot
of
studying.
Keep going though, but keep going.
You know what I'm saying? But
there's not wrong with doing study.
I mean, we need to realize we gotta make sure we're strong in every aspect when it comes to having a family and being a family.
Ooh,
and I've been doing a lot of research on women. Like I said, being the type of woman I am, even though I don't need a man, I'm supposed to have a man.
Damn
and
right,
I
you need
be.
A man. You're supposed
you
to
understand
have a man.
What I'm saying? Even exactly, you're supposed to.
That complete the fact.
I shouldn't have that attitude. I don't need one
that's
because
get lost,
me and my husband didn't work after 16 years, or I'm not
sometimes,
young.
But sometimes that's more deep rooted in you than you'll even know.
Right.
That could come from your mother.
Oh,
or your
yeah.
grandmother.
I'm my grandma.
You know what I'm saying?
My grandma I have 9 grandbabies. All of them had nicknames. That was my grandmother. Mm. All of us had nicknames. I'm that house everybody came to, but that shit done with 2021. I'm trying to do me.
Yeah,
you
right.
You feel what I'm saying? Face. But you know, we gotta realize it does. It comes from generations before.
Generations.
The way we treat our men. Generations before, I seen all women, and I seen them do their thing. They didn't need no man for anything.
Damn.
So what makes me think that I lack in any of that area?
Mm. All right, okay. So when somebody say that I don't need no man, right? Are you saying that as in society, meaning material things and everything? Because our nature is to find each other,
right?
No,
no matter what, that's nature. is for a man and a woman to find each other.
Man, woman, and child.
You see what I'm saying? So, when somebody says, I don't need no man, family. Are you saying it? That's because through my trials and tribulations, right now, I'm finding myself. I don't need no man right now. But eventually, I think that everybody is going to have to find somebody.
Somebody. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Now, I'm on it, like, I'm trying to find my person because I'm trying to build my generational wealth for my grandkids. Mm. But prior to this, prior to my walk, after my son got shot, me really waking up to how these pigs were running around and how they're really treating us, I don't need no man. Mm. I took care of 9 people, no welfare assistance, no rental assistance, none of that. I did that shit on my own. So can't nobody say nothing to me at all. I did that. I paid $5,000 worth of bills per month and still bought the hottest shoes and still raised my poor brother's 3 and other people's kids. You can't say certain things to me. And not that I'm nose in the air, just that I know I did me. I'm that queen. I handle mine. Can't nobody say nothing to me about that. So you can say stuff up. You can call what you want, but I know at the end of the day, I'm me.
But like every
and
time,
I'm not waiting on no man or nobody else to make sure I'm good.
You know what's crazy? Every time I've been through some shit where, as in like, I was devastated because all men think they're Superman until they find that right woman they hurt, right? And they break them down and let them know that motherfucker you hear me. You hear me, right? Mm-hmm. So we all was at that level before where we realized that, oh shit, we're not Superman or we could be hurt too. Mm-hmm. So like heart-wise, like when a man get hurt his heart, shit get fucked up, shit get tore up, somebody get hurt real bad.
Mm-hmm. They can tell them about Trezband.
Hey, yo, so I went on a little journey for like 3 months. I was like by myself, like myself, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But I still, even though I was finding myself, I still know I needed a significant other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not about skin. Because my thing is the embracement, the feminization and all that. We need that because we so masculine. Mm-hmm. We need that. That's what calms us down. Mm-hmm. The feminine of a woman calms the man. Right. And you
just like
come
a
together,
man
you
get, calms a woman. Then.
That's the one. The way, that's the mean they want when you come as one. That's what it means. And people don't realize, they think it's a piece of paper. They think, oh, we married, me as one. No.
Nah.
That don't make me come as one. Your energy together. Balance you and y'all become as one because y'all balance each other.
Yes.
That's what one means.
That's right.
But you know, when we talk like that, we're weirdos and we don't.
Know people want to hear that.
Because it's the truth.
I'm okay being weird.
Yeah.
You and me both.
I'm okay.
Raise your hand, me.
Word. Like that world.
You know?
That's what we got to get away from traditions. The traditions is that the piece of paper solidify everything. No, it don't.
But whose traditions are they?
They was given to us.
We took on their tradition.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was given
this
to us.
This is not our traditions because, again, like, I don't cook. I went from my mom cooking to my husband cooking to my boyfriend cooking to my kids cooking.
Mm.
You feel me? I worked about 8 years, so I didn't cook during that time. But what I realized today is I starve.
Yeah, Marvin.
Because nobody's in the house anymore.
We're starving like Marvin, baby.
And there's no reason why I should. I mean, I know. Don't get me wrong. I can cook. I know how to cook. But to sit and I got a TV and everything in my kitchen, like to read my book, watch TV or whatever, but I cannot see spending 20 minutes in the kitchen to wait another 20 minutes to eat. That's not my feel. Bottom line is if we cook, if the women cook, our kids will be eating this McDonald's or this Burger King or this Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Who you blame for that?
If they really wanted to take us out, they can really take us out. We gotta start being mindful.
Who you blame?
How you know what the sandwich is made of?
As far as not cooking,
I'm gonna blame somebody right now. People get mad at me all they want. Mm-hmm. I blame the black churches. I'm gonna tell you why I blame the black churches community. Because y'all will talk about somebody doing drugs, somebody cheating, infidelity, all that you want to talk about in the church and everything. Mm-hmm. You never once mentioned stop taking your kids to fast food. Start eating right. Mm-hmm. Start drinking this amount of water and everything. Mm-hmm. I never heard a pastor preach on food.
Mm.
You bless food. Oh yeah, you bless food, but you don't talk about what the right food to eat. Mm. You can't bless the poison and expect it won't work because you prayed over it.
Okay, so now
we have the big vegan this weekend.
now with you saying this, you know also, and which I'm learning and finding out, the bottom line to our churches, most of the churches.
Majority of.
So you know why we wasn't taught that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Now they might not know, but this is when you go into us. Mm-hmm. like, dude, this is not my show. Bottom line is, you know why. They don't know why, but you know why. And I mean, a lot of them do know why. Mm-hmm. But we know what the church is boiled down to. And it took for me to really have him on my heels. For me to dig deeper. To see what's really going on. And like I said, the bottom line to today is, no matter what the situation is, you fuss network at your brothers and sisters instead of talking to them. Or, you know what I'm saying? Us going to church or us going to somebody else's grocery store because there's nothing in sale. We got to look at reality. Shake off those illusions and delusions of what you really think is hitting for. Because at the end of the day, we're still like this. Mm. Our women, again, we gave it to the men. Mm-hmm. We gave it to the men. Mm. And most of them still stand on the corner mm-hmm. with their kids. It's time for us. And again, I'm not no professional. I don't have paperwork, none of that. I have experience. I have 9 grandbabies.
Stand on the corner with your son.
But, you know, I'm talking from my truth. And this is my truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's time for us to step up. And I keep calling on y'all, and y'all slacking on me. I'm telling you, women, when I come marching through, don't be hollering, Dre. Because you didn't want to look into your history, like I'm telling you. We treat our kids like shit. We treat our men like shit. And taking it for granted, they're going to come home. Look how many women have lost their babies.
Mm-hmm. How many black women have abortions each year? Yeah,
that's another problem. An easy way out. We say African Americans, but we're not Africans.
Facts. Murder.
Facts.
Brown people.
We have
the lowest birth rate right now next to every other nationality. Why? Because y'all birth control now is abortions.
I'm learning about, and again, I'm
that one that say F men.
Mm-mm, you need men.
I have a 28-year-old and a 26-year-old, and one is soft, and one treat men like I did, and I feel bad for her. Mm. We need each other. You have to find the right person. Excuse me, and I'm going to sit by myself until I find that person. Real talk.
That is nice.
But when you take time for yourself, you see something else in yourself and other people that you would have never thought.
But that's one thing that happens a lot. You find people... they will jump relationships. Well, you know.
Explain yourself, Nightmare.
What I mean by that is, you know, okay, you was with this person on Monday. You broke up with them on Friday. You with somebody else on Saturday. Mm. There's no time for reflection at that point. Mm-hmm. You don't have time for you to understand what you did wrong versus what they did wrong. And then you can reevaluate, well, you know what? Maybe I was being an asshole about this and I didn't have to be. And then there's things like this where, you know what, I was lenient and I should have been more stern about it.
Yeah.
Right. So I think, so as you sit here and say, you know, you don't mind being by yourself right now because in this time frame, you are creating and developing the best version of yourself ever.
Why are they?
Huh?
Why are they? I'm a date.
But then,
you can't find me.
It's all good. But you know, but while you're doing this, right, you also now, as you're on this path, right, you can immediately identify who's beneficial to the path and who's not.
Your tribe.
Pick your friends like
we're collecting our tribes right now. And like I try to say, it's not even immediately you see that, you feel that energy.
Right.
And again, it's not about building families, having kids. It's about, damn, he's nice looking. Damn. Like, you're supposed to be exploring. Mm-hmm. And we're so beat for that sexual energy, that sexual, you're not getting this one. Connect that way, ride that way. This time, okay, if you sleeping with somebody, what do you have a sex if there's no conversation?
But yo, I tell my daughters this every day, right? I try to spread, like, they're not listening, but I tell them, I'm gonna keep telling them to them. The society is giving y'all your definition of a man is. Mm-hmm. if the society give you a definition of a man is, you really not going to find a man for you. Because you only going to go off what you think everybody else like.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So you will never be happy.
Right.
You will always...
You'll find somebody who technically checks all those boxes. Yeah. And you'll be with them and you'll be unhappy.
And you're going to realize like something's not right.
You know how many people I let go? And even if they had a little prom, I could have fixed that.
Before I let go.
No, that's a joke.
they had a little problem.
No, like,
they had a little problem.
No, I just how I talk. But you know, we don't we.
You fuck with a mission to get the children on the stick.
Soon as something, let me tell you something. If you build a bond, you build a friendship. Them little bitty arguments won't have you run from one another.
Facts.
Yeah,
I agree with
you
that.
You feel what I'm saying? If it's just sex, okay, we might go hang out. We might have a conversation about that other person in their household.
Little blue pill.
You
go,
what's that?
I go, what? How did we get there?
Hey, yo, you know where I understood that, right?
Because the girl,
what's her name? Megan Good. She was on the Oprah Winfrey show.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was a dude for 7 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said one day she woke up one day and she turned around and said, who is this my babe? She's with a dude for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said that, yo, I woke up and realized that I don't know nothing. I don't know who this guy is in my bed right now.
Who the fuck is in my bed?
So she says she was so thrown off by his sex and all this stuff like that. She never got to know who he was. Mm-hmm. She's not attracted to him inside.
Mm-hmm.
So you went to a person for 7 years. Before you realize, and
guess what?
Time you can't get back.
Mm-hmm. Get out.
You cannot get back time.
Get
out.
A lot, but the media, these girls in these videos, they teaching that shit.
Mm-hmm. Body, yaddy, yaddy.
Word, man, the truth. They're teaching that shit though to in our young girls are watching this shit.
And they're teaching it and our young girls is watching it. And who's really teaching it? Is it the music or is it the other people allowing them to teach it? Because don't forget at one point there was certain music you couldn't put on it. You know what I'm saying? Certain dances you couldn't. Now they're allowing all that. Why? Because they know it's our people. That's gonna gravitate to it. And our people not even realizing you're gravitating to it because deep down inside, we're used to them rhythms. We're used to them instruments.
Self-destruction.
But it was here.
You're headed for self-destruction.
And body, you know, not for a sexual thing. Not for, and see, there's so, okay, you can walk out of here and it's getting warm out. You can pass four females. Pass a bunch of them, but four females you
people. With all sundresses.
And vice versa.
Sundresses not bad. Sundresses is not bad.
Sorry, cuz. She gave you
the look that mom was like
she just her eyes just got two lasers and they just cut your head off.
Yo, let me tell you, sit there.
Yeah, war. But to your point, yo, it's crazy because we were having this conversation, I think, the other night. It was me, Uncle Facts. I think Uncle Drew was here. And we was like, I was like, yo, remember. I remember when Adina Howard was considered the raunchiest of the raunchy.
Word.
And what she was doing back then, they was like, oh my God.
That's nothing now. Like,
and popping and bending over on cars.
To the rest
word.
Of the
show. You know what the sad part? It wouldn't be bad if it wasn't also something our 10 and 11 and 12 year old little girls.
But it's on a regular radio
social
station.
Media.
It's on a radio station.
The social, the phone.
And then
y'all
all
buy your kids phones.
Like my girls, like I was on Facebook earlier. My grandbaby is on there dancing to that TikTok, and it starts out bitch.
What?
My daughter already knows how I feel about that TikTok because there's perverts out there.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know that online shit. She know I can't stand it, but when she nap or whatever, the kids do whatever. But she's damn it, she's getting it. But that's the wrong way. Get your ass on there and read a book.
But you know what's fucked up? Fact checkers will fact check us for telling the truth.
Right.
And they'll let somebody fuck a whole 10 minutes on a live. You know what I mean? Without checking them. But you'll check us for saying something that's truthful, though. But you telling us it's false.
They don't want us to talk.
You know what I'm saying, though? That's crazy, though.
So society encourages misdirection.
Is he shaking his
facts.
Head?
Facts.
He said history is told in reverse.
You can't educate on Facebook.
Right.
Bro, that's not what it's for.
Bro,
that's not what it's for.
That is by far the easiest measuring stick, right? Because if you put up somebody shaking their ass or a fight, you'll get a 1,000 views and you'll get shares. Now, if you put up there saying, yo, I just started my business, I got my LLC, I just started my business, I got my building.
You got
four, five.
Yo, my daughter put her nails and her toes on and she gets 500 views. I said, are you serious? Like,
that's crazy, though. That's fucked up, though. And you'll get crickets.
And then she wanted to jump on my team, so when I blow up, she better not try to jump on board. You know? But, you know.
We ain't talking about the Marines, y'all.
And can I say something to John Evans? John Evans said, you know, it's about taking your time, and it's hard to do. And, you know, especially when you don't have patience. Patience is a key.
Patience is like love.
Patience is like peace. It's a key. It's something that we need to have to even consider yourself one.
Every individual is different.
No.
Every individual is different with patience.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So, patience is...
Here's the thing about it, right? Talk about patience, right? We live in a society that constantly requires instant gratification. Yeah. Chick-fil-A's right here. That's fast food. There's a microwave in that kitchen. All right, we ain't gonna tell you what's in it, but it's gonna cook your food faster than your oven can. Right?
So you said they took patience from us. What's the latest news?
Bro.
What?
I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait till the 6 o'clock news no more. I can go on 6 ABC right now.
You don't even have to know somebody's phone number anymore.
I gotta report it first.
We talked about that. We talked about that.
But see, we all think it's cute, but what we don't realize is we think we forgetting shit. What is our kids going to do if they're not supposed to remember a phone number?
I don't remember one number.
We just had this conversation the other day. I said, everybody at the table, I said, tell me three numbers you know by heart.
We did this other night.
Three numbers you know by heart. Nobody could get the three.
Yeah. Nobody could get the three.
I got three.
He lied because he remembered the number. He remembered the number that's not in use no more.
I still remember the number, though. That's all that number is
not in use no more.
Yeah, hell no.
It's
not the point.
Yeah,
599-1212.
You so the kids can
remember how to answer and dial
911,
and plus you get phone calls from the county and shit.
We used to remember numbers by football players' numbers. You know what I mean? By jersey numbers. You had Montana that was 19. You had Jerry Rice that was 82. So it'd be 935-1982. Just because that's how we did back
then.
No.
You want to hear something funny?
That's how you memorize stuff.
When I was a teenager and I was playing football, so if he wore number 56 and he wore number, not you, and he wore number 22, but you wasn't going to have number 22.
He wasn't either. He what?
He was still at 22.
He was
a
man.
So anyway, when I was remembering numbers, I'd be like, okay. His number is 925-5622. So I'd be like, that's Cam and that's Lonnie.
Yeah.
So then I could remember it quicker.
Yeah.
Now if you tell me, bro, outside of my dad, don't use his phone no more, really, because he's 84 years old. Outside of my dad and my spouse. Can't even tell you my kid's number, bro. I panic when I gotta that's what I tell people. I gotta, if my phone dies, I'm going straight home because I know I can't remember enough numbers.
Right.
I got to go home, or I got to get this phone on a charger because that way if things get real, I need to know I got options. But I want to go back, man. You have we as a society, right?
Right.
It's all about instant gratification, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And it's like this, right? Okay, I bought your product. You said if it didn't work in 30 days, I could bring it back. You'll give my money back. That's still instant gratification, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You do all that, right? You'll hold everybody around you accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Most people won't hold themselves accountable.
Right. Yeah, I've been telling you.
So like when somebody else tries to hold you accountable for your words, then you feel offended mm-hmm. out of this world. Mm-hmm. Who are you to talk about me in this term when you got your own shit going on?
Get your panties out.
You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of people find themselves find themselves trying to defend themselves, but mm-hmm. they're not holding themselves accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Like you hold yourself accountable, there's nothing you can say because I've already handled mine.
You know what's crazy that night? Nobody never taught you how to do that. Mm-hmm. How to held yourself accountable, right?
Mm-hmm.
John, I was like a bitch, remember, John? When I found out I was wrong, especially on the football field, John, me and you.
Mm-hmm.
I did some fucked up shit. Like, John, I'm sorry. We in the huddle. John, like, nigga, fuck this. That's over. I'm like, John, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. Because I knew I fucked up, right? But I didn't know that once I apologize, it's over. But I didn't know how to do it once I knew I was accountable.
Yeah.
And I fucked up. And right. I kept doing it. He's like, nigga, what's John,
now, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
It's okay to say sorry.
Yes, it is.
But that's it, John. I'm like, John, sorry. Can I ask you a question?
Was this flag football or real football?
No, it's flag football.
He played real football, though, too.
No, what I'm saying is that I fucked up, though, in a crucial moment in a game, and I apologized to him, like, in a huddle amongst men. First of all, it's all men. No. It's all men in the huddle, right? First of all, they know I'm one of the toughest motherfuckers in the field.
Right.
And I'm telling this nigga, sorry, my bad, bro. I'm sorry.
Damn right.
My bad, bro. I'm sorry. And he like, nigga, it's over last play. But I wanted him to realize that I was like,
right.
It's my bad.
Right.
But I never used to being held accountable or saying that I fucked up.
Right.
I mean,
who
teaches that?
Yeah,
the pride. Yeah. No, the pride fucked everything up. What happened was, it was we was in a huddle amongst other egos, other pride niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the job was like, nigga, it's over. I'm like, nah, bro, I fucked up, though. Like, know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first time really expressing myself around a bunch of men.
Okay.
See, men were high. Like, men won't express themselves around the men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They gotta protect their pride, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to put. But they'll do that shit in their bedroom, and with a girl, something like that. But they give it all the men. They ain't trying your shit.
They cry like a baby by yourself.
Part of being a real man is you going to show up when it comes out. That's part of
but
being
a lot of
man.
Men hide it. Yeah,
yeah,
right, yeah
but
right,
until
yeah.
you grow, you
yeah,
gotta
right,
grow.
Right,
that's
right,
what you
right,
know.
Right.
Damn, I'm grown.
I agree.
I'm sitting around all these motherfuckers. I don't know from a can of paint and I'm bald.
Let me ask y'all something. Do y'all think that the internet is stealing our memory?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all think the internet is stealing your memory?
Because you can depend on Google to give you like what you need. You know, you learned it 13 years ago.
We don't remember phone numbers and shit like that no more.
The internet not stealing your memory, it is controlling the memories to come.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So they control the memories to come because
you think
don't
they
forget.
Store them?
I'm
write them down.
I believe that. But listen, but hey, boo, this what I'm big back. You just said your dreams, right? A lot. You can't dream of something that you've never seen before. Everything you dream about was something you saw, witnessed, or something that you experienced.
Yeah,
you know?
Think
about it, right?
Right.
You can't control your dreams.
No.
So when you dream at night, right?
Yeah.
That's not your same as memory when you're trying to think about something.
You release yourself
no control
in your body.
Cause you ever have a banging dream where you're having like sex or something? Somebody wake you up. Yeah. Somebody wake you up and you try to go back to sleep. And
get you finished. Can't get back to the point where you was at.
That never happened, y'all. Hold up, that never happened.
No.
Come on, y'all.
We had a wedding.
Come on.
Said, oh, shit. What the hell?
Come on. Yeah. Man, that never happened. Come on. That you was in a nice dream. Somebody woke you up. You wanted to get back to that dream. And it ain't happened.
It never happened.
John, that never happened, John?
Yo,
it's not just that. It don't even just have to be sex. The worst part is when you wake up from a dream, whether it was a good dream, what was happening? You could have been a fat person at the best buffet ever.
Yeah.
Right.
You know
right,
what
right,
I mean? You can't get your ass back to the cornbread.
Burn, right.
I told you.
Burn, right.
I had mad money.
Look,
we're
back.
I'm being
chased by dogs.
Yeah, exactly. That's what nigga. Word.
So now when I get up, yo, we got a problem, yo.
Right.
You
woke
me up.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. As it pertains to dreams, right, like very seldom, right, for like, I don't know, for like the last 20 years or so, I rarely can remember a dream.
Right. When you wake up.
Definitely not.
That's crazy.
So like, I might have that, like, I might have 30 seconds of when I woke up where the dream is very prevalent. And my thought process, and within an hour's time, is pretty much gone.
That's all.
Did y'all ever have a dream of falling or a dream of climbing a ladder?
If you wake up from your bed,
long ladder.
That's what I was saying. Before you hit the ground,
somebody old people always say that if you hit the ground, you die.
Wow.
That's what old people say. Like I don't know. I never hit the ground. So
you wake up.
I don't know. Before you about hit the ground, you wake up. It's like, but you ever dream of falling and you fall out the bed?
You ever have a witch ride your back?
Oh, we talked about that.
Oh, yeah. You're awoke, but you can't move or nothing like that.
We did a show about it, bro.
I was there on that couch right there, bro. The same thing happened, right? You ever try to wake up and you feel something on you, holding you down, right?
Mm-hmm.
You try to look. First of all, like I told John, I thought my girl was reaching over trying to look through my phone while I was asleep. That's what I thought. Wait a minute. The pressure, right? So I wakes up. Mm. I can't move now. Mm. So I said, this bitch is crazy. Mm. She really trying to get my phone, right? So now I'm struggling. Mm-hmm. And I turns around. I see the shadow that's running out the steps, running out the door.
Mm-hmm. So in your dreams, you can let spirits and demons in too, right? It seems like
Should we be sitting at the table with you?
Anyway, I mean, all right, that's the difference. All right. No, I'm leaving it on. But I talked about this shit on the show like two seasons ago.
It was a while ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been fortunate enough not to have those
dreams. He said two seasons ago.
I mean, yeah.
It's like season five.
It's season five, yeah.
Season five.
We never stop. We don't stop.
We're better than that.
It's word.
Yeah.
I would be on Facebook, but not like
my man defied the order. He got his back. He's like Matt Turner in this bitch. And he explained why one day to
tell it, Twitty.
Like Matt Turner. They gonna have his poster on the wall.
Tell your story, Twitty.
Bounty on the wall.
Tell your story, Twitty. You started this pandemic shit.
Oh, no, I didn't start it.
I mean, my bad. The governor caught your attention.
You sure didn't give him some credit. He didn't deserve credit right there. He started. Say my man.
But yo, the governor, he helped open society back up.
Facts. Or close it down more.
Yeah, that's what it was.
They started doing fines and everything. Like,
to make a long story short, people, so if you are from the New Jersey area, Friday, Delaware, you probably got the same news about some knucklehead having a YouTube party in Pensgrove, New Jersey.
Pensgrove, New Jersey.
They labeled it as a YouTube party.
Out of all the big cities in New Jersey, Pensgrove.
Defied the orders.
Defied the
a fucking YouTube party with, according to them, almost 100 people.
It was more than 100.
You're not making
the fuck. Okay, my bad. I'm sorry, bro. I was at work trying to get there.
Bro,
right.
Shut up.
I was trying to get there. I made it late.
Yeah, it's happy birthday, bro.
No, I did not do all
he
that.
He was asleep in the crib.
He was asleep.
Listen, right?
A week in that Bernie's.
I'm at 20. Listen, Twitty is the perfect example of, like, you can't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, I see.
Because if you look at the things that's been written about him on NewJersey.com,
word,
you would have the wrong impressions of him. I mean, horrible impressions of him. And then if you sit with him for 5 minutes, you'd be like, somebody's full of shit.
Word. I believe Twitty.
So, yeah, I believe him. More than first of all, when I see the stuff they write about him, I'd be like, that's not the nigga I know.
Yeah, not him.
Word.
But you know what I mean? But that's a prime example.
100 people
sent me. Bro, it was 86 degrees out there. I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget that day.
Yeah, he got a fine.
86 degrees, perfect sunny day, no clouds in the sky.
They threw it up. And they had no choice. Bullshit.
Listen, I was working. We got two different views on the story. I was at work. I saw the shit come up in my live video. I'm like, whoa! Damn, fucking 20. Landon Avenue. I said, oh shit! I still got fucking 102. Yeah. I still got 102 stops left. So I gotta get it going. I gotta step it up. Like,
you can't. Well,
some of them packages.
Get this out the way.
Yo, some of them packages didn't get delivered.
They got delivered. I don't know if it was on the snap or the porch or your push.
Like,
it was on your property.
You got there, scanned it, threw that bitch to
the wall. Word.
Call him alone out this bitch.
Bro,
that shit might be in your yard, it might be in your driveway.
But that shit was epic, though.
So he had the first party during the fucking pandemic.
Facts.
No, so let me tell you what happened.
Block party.
It was a YouTube party.
It's not a YouTube party.
That's what they
called
it.
They called it.
No. The guy got paid, too.
The governor of Jersey called it a YouTube party, though. He called it.
He called me a knucklehead, too.
And he called knucklehead. Yeah, he called him a knucklehead.
He does not fuck with
me. He said knucklehead. He never said Twitty name. He said the knucklehead,
though.
That's what he said. Pensacola, New Jersey. The knucklehead in Pensacola, New Jersey.
But nah, so let me tell you, right? So it wasn't a block party. We were outside grilling.
Okay.
It was nice outside. You know, we were a lot
of black people in the grill.
Had a speaker on the step.
Come on.
But we always do roasting,
right? First of all, let's be clear, right? This starts because I was waiting for most of it.
I was watching online.
You're acting like you were the part of it.
what they were saying.
The thing about it was, resting comfortably. Y'all say it's sleep. He was resting comfortably in his room, in his home.
Dreaming about something.
So that's what most people do. You get tired in your house, you go to sleep.
Wet dreaming.
Maybe.
Possibly. Alcohol was involved.
Him and Lola Flamont was all.
But I was really trying to get there. When I got there, it wasn't that many people the government tried to say it was.
Yeah, man.
It was probably not.
When I left, 28 and a half people there. I about to say, when I left, it was roughly like 25.
Where's the half people? I don't
know. A couple motherfucker laid out.
Everybody kept tagging me on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
That was his time of the year.
Bro, I ain't make it to nine, nigga. I ain't get there to nine. I'm mad.
Yeah. But you did good with 101 stops. Stop. You looked at that bitch at 7:30. You got that 9.
Word. Yeah. I was rolling.
Your production numbers was through the roof.
I was rolling, bro.
They was talking promotion to you.
850.
And then 2 weeks later, motherfucker heard your verse.
Everybody, that's super thing. We'll hear this on every platform, iTunes.
Do remember, because this is the pregame and it is Uncle Fax's birthday, so we're not going to be here all night.
Hey, salute. Hey.
But you can follow us on Facebook at Drunk Onks Podcast, Instagram, Drunk Onks Podcast, Twitter, Drunk Onks Radio, DrunkOnksPodcast.com. We are available on pretty much every streaming platform you can get a podcast at, with the exception of one, and act right.
Support this brother.
I'm not going to say the name of the platform right now, but just act right. Help your boy out. You know, I need help too.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Hey, man. So, I want to thank Boop and Dre for coming through.
Right. We've been locked up for a year in this shit. How y'all feel? That's the next topic.
We're done.
Yeah. We're wrapping it up. But I want to thank y'all for coming through. Appreciate the energy. Appreciate, yo, this nigga's a jukebox. He had his song reference for everything everybody said.
This
is my guy.
One hot.
It's a motherfucking joke.
Yeah, don't forget, money sign. Money sign. Jones effect. Money sign, Uncle Facts. Yeah, I'm about to get you a couple more.
Don't forget that.
Damn right.
Money sign, Uncle Facts.
Happy birthday, baby.
So
anybody still got anything left in that cup? Real quick, we're gonna do like we always do. Not Boop, you had enough. There's your bottle of water. There's your bottle of water.
They already know Boop Jones don't need drink.
raise your bottle of water. Ain't nobody gonna be upset with you. Yeah, man, I just wanna say thank y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Love y'all. Everybody who was active on the live, appreciate y'all. Uncle Drew, you should have got here sooner. Just like tweet, nigga. See y'all next week. Love y'all. Boop's like